Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the April Board of Education meeting. Apologies for the delay. We were having some technical difficulties, but we're ready to go at this point. At this point, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence after the Pledge of Allegiance to honor the slain Stop and Shop worker today that has ties to our elementary and high school school building communities. At this time, we'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. At this time, Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for, with the exception of Ms. Tiffany Capers. At this time, can I get a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Move Cantara.
Move Cantara.
Second Battle Briquette.
Second Battle Briquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
And I will aye.
Yeah, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. Can I get approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March 2nd, the special meeting of March 17th, and the special meeting of March 22nd? Can I have a motion, please?
Move, Emma Gwali.
Move, Emma Gwali.
Second, Cantara.
Second, Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Am I ready? Aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. At this time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Bennett, who will be making a presentation on behalf of EDA for Go Red. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, there it goes. It wouldn't let me do it. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for that, Mr. Jaime. Every year during the month of February, EDA, the Elmont Elementary Teachers Association, participates in the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign. Teachers and staff in each building and virtual academy held various fundraisers during the month of February, including denim days, raffle baskets, and grab-and-go breakfasts. I am proud to share that as a district, we raised $4,371 during this event. I'd like to read a brief thank you from Katie Bauer, who is our representative from the American Heart Association. Katie writes, on behalf of the American Heart Association, I want to thank the Elmont School District for your support and generous donation to help the fight against heart disease and stroke. During such unprecedented times, your continued support means so much to us. Thank you for all that you do to build a stronger and healthier school community. I look forward to partnering with you all again next year. With heart, Katie Bauer. I believe Katie might be on the meeting, but obviously we can't have her speak. So I wanted to speak for her and speak for all of EDA when I say thank you to the Elmont Board of Education always for supporting all of our efforts. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bennett. Thank you, members of EDA, for your generous donations to the Go Red Fund. Thank you.
Mr. Jaime, it won't let me mute, so can you somehow mute me?
Sure can. Oops. I muted the wrong person. Wait a minute. Where'd you go? Okay, you're muted now. At this time, I'll just keep my remarks brief. As April winds down, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that April is Autism Awareness Month. And on behalf of the entire board and all of the personnel across the district that takes care of our special needs scholars, I just want to thank you for the continuous work that you do, and just acknowledge the fact that the work that you do is very important. At this time, I'll turn it over to my vice president for her remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the April 2021 board meeting. I also offer my condolences and prayers to the victims and the families of the West Hempstead Stop and Shop shooting on today. I would like to commend our superintendent and building leadership for acting swiftly to put procedures in place to keep our scholars, teachers, and staff safe. The highlights from Elmont Memorial High School are as follows. In March, the Elmont Memorial High School student government participated in the YMCA New York State Youth and Government Conference. These students spent months creating bills with local legislators that they presented and debated. Every one of their bills were voted on and passed by their student legislatures. The students are Jamima Desir, Carla Ann Francois, Devin Johnson, Nicole Moses, Daniel Salas, Lillian Ulysses, and Millette Zijai. Both Carla Ann Francois and Millette Zijai won the Outstanding Bill Award. Carla Ann's bill was to amend education law to provide immigrant tuition benefits, permitting all immigrant students to obtain financial aid. Millette's bill was to implement college degree programs in all prisons. Both Carla Ann and Millette's bills were selected to participate in the National Conference on National Affairs. Also, the Elmont Science Research is proud to announce the following awards won by student researchers at the New York State Science and Engineering Fair, which was held virtually in March. After submitting a video presentation on their projects, three Elmont students were invited to finals to present their work on Zoom to a panel of distinguished scientists. Senior Christopher Alexander was selected to represent New York State at the International Science and Engineering Fair, which will be run as a virtual event in May. The following awards were won by Elmont students: Christopher Alexander, first place; Brianna Scott, second place; and Malik Hyman, third place. And lastly, Chico Zyram, Ifebi, and Kamoni Walker were among 17 Long Island winners of the 2021 Codathon. The competition, which was coordinated by the nonprofit We Connect the Dots, challenged students to create websites that offer a solution to a societal problem. Chico Zyram was the first place winner, and Kamoni was the second place winner. And lastly, spring sports will be offered to students, and they will start on April 22nd. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Battle-Cut. And my report from the principal at Sewanico Central High School, Nicole Allen, is as follows. April is Kindness Month at Sewanico High School. This is a building-wide initiative celebrating their SEL initiatives, which are designed to embed the concept of kindness into all curriculums and grade levels. Next, Sewanico art students Dylan Norby, Seth Stevenson, Brianna Mitchell, and Abigail Percy are participating in the Elmont PAL program, and they're teaching elementary school children different various forms of art at Averill Park on Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Next, winter fun days continue throughout the month of March at Sewanico High School. The virtual fun days include cooking classes and FBLA game night and trivia challenges. The Math Honor Society held a virtual induction ceremony on March 24th. 56 students were inducted into the Honor Society. The Sewanico Chieftain newspaper is now online as of February. and can be accessed on the district website. The World Language Department celebrated Language Week celebration took place March 7th through the 13th. Students completed artwork and other projects that highlighted cultures around the world. These projects can be viewed on the Sewanee High School website. The Virtual Enterprise Scholars continue to excel. They're in the top 30 companies in the nation of the Virtual Enterprise International competition. The company Bag-O-Matic has qualified for the semifinals of the national competition in categories of marketing and human resources. Seventh grade assistant principal, Mr. I could never pronounce his name right, but I know how to say his first name, so I'll say his first name. Josue held a seventh grade virtual academic awards night for the second quarter. Over 150 students were honored for high achievement, academic improvement, and character. Mrs. LeCastri, the eighth grade assistant principal, will hold eighth grade awards on April 14th. Jason Allen, former gym teacher at Elmont and now at Sewanee, received his 100th win as a varsity boys basketball head coach. Several Sewanee art students' artwork were highlighted in the Full Park Women's Club annual luncheon. Amanda Desire was awarded third place distinction for her artwork in the area of digital design. Other students recognized at the luncheon were Maya Cherbin, Fatima Ahern, Annalise Bonar, Haley Valentin, Palakur Cure, Shania Ragbo, Lucia Mathai, and Kayla Montoya. Let's see. Finally, Ms. Allen is happy to announce that eighth grader Camila Stevens is a published author. Camila's authored two children's books, My Skin, and He's One of a Kind, with Gatekeeper Press. The books are available on Amazon, eBooks, and at Barnes & Nobles. Just really quickly, February Students of the Month art is Anais Bonar. Business is Mackenzie Clark. English is Justin Seram. ENL is Jade Pyongdong. Math is Haley Sethi and Julia Bodman. Music is Alicia Petit Ferrer. Physical ed is Karina Singh. Science is Gerhing Madrin. Social studies is Samantha Vizcayano. World language is Sean Andrade. March Students of the Month. Art was Amanda Desire. Business was John Rolamondo. Career in tech was Carl Montoyo. ENL was Shane Vargasy. Family and Consumer Service was Kevin Alvarez. Math was Rafael Sergio. Music was Kayla Harris. Physical ed was Adam Thompson. Science was Shannon Smart. Social studies was Estefani Ovalle. And finally, world language was Haley McGeevy. This report is respectfully submitted by Nicole Allen, principal at Sewanee. At this time, Ms. Delahanty, was there any correspondence?
Text Nicole to see if he got dropped out.
At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I just have some information to give the public. The board tonight will, during the superintendent's report, adopt the budget for this year, and it'll be at B5 of the superintendent's report, and the board will adopt a budget of 96 million $906,276. And just so that you know, that authorizes the board to spend that amount in the school year commencing July 1 and end 2021 and ending June 30, 2022. The constraints on the board are that is the amount that they can spend. They cannot exceed that, and that amount is comprised of state aid and taxes raised by the district. The board will set the tax rate, but make no mistake, the board does not apply the tax rate that is applied to your house if you live in Elmont. That is done by the county. When all of the school districts send their amount that they want raised by taxes to the county, the county allocates the amount of money to be raised between the various classes, and personal residences are one class. Then there's commercial commercial buildings, and then the other class would be utilities. So the county sometimes raises more from houses, from personal residences, than they do from commercial. It varies by year. So that we can say we're raising or lowering our taxes, but the final allocation is made by the county. Today we met with two candidates who are running for the board. Mr. Meikle, who has served on the board for the past 3 years, served a term of 3 years, which expires at June 30 of this year. He is running for re-election. He is challenged by Sharon Early Davis, and Ms. Davis and Mr. Meikle met, and in accordance with the statute, they drew for positions on the board. Ms. Davis will appear at line A. Mr. Meikle will appear at line B. Patrick Imigali, who has served several terms on the board and with distinction, has chosen not to run for the board this year. And Nancy Garlick is running unopposed for the seat now held by Mr. Imigali. Mimi Pierre Johnson is unopposed for re-election to the seat she now holds on the library board, and that will be a 5-year term. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll now have the report of the superintendent.
Okay, good evening. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. First, I always start off by saying thank you to our first responders and our veterans and active service men and women. We thank you very much for your support in this pandemic and always through the community. I also echo what Dr. Battlebrook had said. My heart goes out to those affected by the incident today in West Hempstead. And we thank the Nassau County Police Department for the work that they did today, for keeping our building safe and communicating with us throughout this emergency. So thank you very much to everybody who was involved today. And I also want to say thank you to the staff of all 6 schools, including Elmont Road Administrative Building and the PPS Building, for the great work that they did in keeping people calm and keeping people safe and making sure that we keep our lockdown procedures strong. We continue to practice this throughout the year, and unfortunately it did come to fruition today that we had to do this for real, but my compliments to all staff members, and I have to say compliments to our children as well. Unfortunately, this is something that we have to do, but they are troopers, they are strong, and they remain sensitive to things that are happening around us. And I just want to say congratulations to our wonderful children for staying safe, staying strong, and communicating with their teachers when there's an issue. So thank you to the entire community on a job well done. But my heart goes out to those affected today from this incident in West Hempstead. Seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, and terminations as noted on pages 1 through 4.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 4?
Move, Cantara.
Move Cantara.
Mafia.
Okay. Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Come on, Willie.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 5 through 7.
Have a motion to approve pages 5 through 7.
Move. I'm out, Willie.
Move. Second, Mafia.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and the Committee on Preschool Special Education noted on page 8.
Have a motion to receive page 8, Committee on Special Education and Preschool Education, Special Education.
Move
by Mr. Amigwali.
Second, Meikle.
Second, Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Amigwali, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 3 through 14 noted on pages 9 through 16. Mr. Jaime, just making note that the budget adoption is item 5 in that aspect.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve pages 9 through 16, items 3 through 14?
Moved, Mafia.
Moved, Mafia.
Second, Cantara.
Second, Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Amigwali.
Mafia, aye.
Aye, Meikle.
Motion carries.
Page 17, items 1 through 6 are noted for the minutes.
Page 17 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 18.
Have a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Move, Mafia.
Move, Mafia.
Second, Meikle.
Second, Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
I'm out, Wally, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 19.
Can I have a motion to receive page 19, the treasurer's report?
Moved. Meikle.
Moved, Meikle.
Second, Battle Burkett.
Cantara, second. Oh, sorry.
Second, Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Am I Willie? Aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations, items 4, A through D, page 20.
To have a motion to approve page 20. Items
Move,
4,
Mafia.
A. Move, Mafia.
Battle Burkett.
Second, Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
I Battle Burkett.
I Cantara.
I am I Welly.
Mafia, I.
Meikle, I.
Motion carries.
On page 20A, there's an addendum. I seek a motion to approve that addendum. Again, on page 20A.
Can I have a motion to approve the addendum 20A?
Move, Meikle.
Second, Mafia.
Move by Meikle, second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Moved by Battle Burkett, second by Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Am I Welly, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Pages 21 and 22, items A through I are noted for the minutes as well as the vandalism tallies for March 2021.
Page 21 and 22 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my official report. I just wanted to commend and thank the Board of Education for the adoption of the budget. And I will go out and present this to the community. I will send a flyer out with Zoom codes to all of our PTAs, our community Zooms, our civic association meetings. We are very proud to present this budget to you as we continue the great work that the school district is doing, as we not only continue with our programs, but we expand them while remaining fiscally responsible to the Elmont community. So I just want to say thank you, and thank you to Mr. Galante, Mr. Nugent, for their hard work on helping me develop this budget along with the Board of Education. So we have a lot to be proud of, but I will be presenting many times, and I urge all parents to attend and to ask questions and to see where we are headed for next year. So thank you very much, and my love and health and happiness to all of you, and continue to stay safe. Thank you, Mr. Jaime.
Thank you. And on behalf of the board, we'd like to thank you, Central Office Leadership, Building Leadership, for their dedication in putting together yet another fiscally sound budget, and a budget that's responsible in educating all of the scholars across the school district community. At this time, is there any old business? Any new business?
Mr. Jaime, may I just have a moment to make a correction on what I said? Somebody has told me that when I announced Ms. Garlick's term, the term she is running for, she's unopposed again. I said 5 years, it's 3 years. All Board of Education members serve for three-year terms. It is the library that is 5 years, and that would be Ms. Garlick's term. Thank you.
That correction is so noted for the minutes. So is there any new business? Any legislative items?
None.
Items for future consideration?
None.
So at this time, our next regular board meeting will be Tuesday, May 4th at 8 p.m. However, this date is subject to change, but we will keep everyone posted via any announcements and the website and the app. And before I close, I'd like to also thank all of the building leadership across the district for the outstanding job that they did today. And for any parent or guardian that did not receive a message either via the ConnectEd or the app, that means that your child's school building does not have your information on file. And so it behooves you to, as early as tomorrow morning, contact the building office to make sure that you get your proper contact information registered with the building and the district, so that you can receive important notifications as they become available. And with that, I would ask for a motion to adjourn, and I'd like to thank everybody for joining tonight and wish you a good evening. Could I have a motion to adjourn?
Adam Burkett. Ooh.
Mafia, second.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Come on, Willie, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Nikolai, good night.
Good night. Meeting adjourned.